This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Former President Jimmy Carter's state funeral will be January 9th in Washington. The AP's Donna Warder.
President Joe Biden has declared January 9th as a national day of mourning, and U.S. flags on Sunday were ordered to fly at half staff for 30 days following the death of former President Jimmy Carter at age 100. January 9th will also be Carter's state funeral in Washington, D.C. The 39th President of the United States spent roughly 22 months in hospice care at his home in Plains, Georgia, where wife Rosalynn Carter also died in November 2023 at age 96.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with a look now at former President Carter's legacy.
Jimmy Carter came out of seemingly nowhere to win the White House and was sent home after a single term. The University of Virginia's Barbara Perry notes many fellow historians put Carter in the middle of the presidential pack.
The positives of his administration of 4 years, probably about balanced out with the negatives.
But Perry says the irony is the very characteristics that landed a long shot in the White House.
That he wasn't from Washington, that he was a man of the people, for the very reasons that in 4 years people tossed him out. Oh, he doesn't understand Washington. He doesn't get the Congress. He won't work with them. He doesn't get the media.
Still, Perry says, like with most ex-presidents, a nostalgic golden glow will shine on Carter.
He'll probably have a very positive leave from this mortal coil.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A weekend storm system has killed at least 4 people in the South. U.S. experts are arriving in South Korea today to help in the investigation into that plane crash that killed 179 people on Sunday. This is AP News. They're getting ready for New Year's Eve in New York's Times Square. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
The countdown is on in New York City, high atop Times Square.
3, 2, 1.
Organizers of one of the biggest New Year's Eve celebrations getting ready to put on a show for the throngs that will be there and others around the world tuning in for the ball drop in celebration. And rapper Pitbull helped with those preparations.
Because I used to be that little kid that used to clean houses with my mother. And to be here, to be able to represent a product that's going to represent all the underdogs out there.
Organizer Jeffrey Strauss says it will be a great show.
Each year we replace a portion of the crystals on the ball. This year we replace all the crystals on the ball.
The tradition of the New Year's Eve ball in Times Square dates back to 1907. Julie Walker, New York.
HBO founder Charles Dolan has died. He was 98. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.